vaccination and immunization recommendations and requirements. Although not having the specific force of law, agencies and expert groups concerned with public health or with the health of HCP have published consensus statements regarding HCP immunization. These statements form the standard of care that physicians and other practitioners are expected to follow. Though compliance is not mandated by law and enforced through fines, these standards of care can be used to establish fault in legal proceedings associated with specific incidents. Additionally, the CDC has proposed specific standards regarding the immunization of HCP against vaccine-preventable diseases. Specific recommendations for particular vaccinations are addressed later. Local regulations often drive HCP immunization requirements and the level of proof that is required, which results in a degree of variance among these requirements and their enforcement. There are specific regulations that describe in detail the requirements for informing employees who may be exposed to workplace hazards. For example, vaccine-preventable diseases, what the risks are, and how to minimize these risks. Most jurisdictions have laws that entitle persons receiving any kind of medical treatment or medication to be fully informed regarding all indications, possible adverse effects, options, and benefits. In terms of immunization policy development, the IP could use the IPC program to formulate the policies or do so in conjunction with the Occupational Health Department. IPs might also review and give feedback on policies written by others, for example, administration, or incorporate the most recent legislative mandates, guidelines, or standards of practice into policies. To provide this input, the IP must possess current knowledge about immunization as well as institutional events that may be related to the immunization program. It may be necessary to review the objectives of the immunization program at regular intervals to ensure that the information is current.